This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is up, everybody? This is the post-game edition of the Junkyard Dogcast. I'm Jake Rowe with Dogs 24/7, and I'm flying solo. And it's the first time I've been able to talk to you guys after a game this year. And Georgia put a beatdown on Vanderbilt. All right, 62-0, a really historic beatdown. I think I saw at some point there was a graphic up where this is the largest margin of victory or the largest shutout, SEC shutout. I can't remember what it was, but one of the biggest ones in the past 50, 60 years in the SEC. And I think I picked this game 51-6. Georgia didn't even let Vanderbilt challenge the end zone. Vanderbilt had four first downs. I think it was 77 total yards. And I think the number one takeaway when you start looking at a game like this is how Georgia started. And it's something that is making me a little more bullish on this team with each week, simply because great teams start fast. They start fast no matter who they play. And Georgia, 3 weeks in a row, in games where it would be understandable if there might be a little bit of a sluggish start or you kind of had to get your feet under you, they didn't start slow at all in any of these last three games. And I think that's massive. I mean, they even started fast against Clemson, not necessarily on offense, but on defense. And you know, they've had it clicking on both sides of the ball for the last couple of weeks. And, there are a few points I want to get to, but the first one is this. Kendall Milton did not play in this game. Georgia running back, sophomore running back, a guy that, you know, Rusty has picked a couple of times to be kind of the player of the game. I actually thought, coming into the season, he may have a chance to lead Georgia in rushing. He didn't play, and Kirby Smart, after the game, revealed why. He's got a shoulder injury, but the fact that he traveled with the team kind of lets you know, hey, this kid, there's only 70 spots on this travel roster. The fact that they brought Kendall Milton means that they would have played him if they needed to. Kirby Smart even said that. Also expressed some gratitude, not necessarily gratitude, but for some thankfulness, I would say, that Georgia didn't have to play him in this game. And that's a big thing. That's something that, if they can kind of get out of a game like this without having to play a guy that's a little bit banged up, that's huge. I also thought it was massive, absolutely massive, that JT Daniels comes in, only has to throw 10 passes, should have completed all 10 of them. One of them was dropped, 121 yards, two touchdowns, didn't have to play the final three quarters of the game. Number one, less of an opportunity for him to aggravate that oblique injury. Number two, it's more time to recover from that oblique injury. And number three, it's a chance to kind of see what your offense can do without him in there. And it struggled a little bit. It struggled a little bit in that second quarter. Stetson Bennett throws an interception. Georgia stopped, inside the five-yard line. And then they have a two-minute drive that stalls out before they're able to actually get in the end zone and have to kick field goals. But the bright spot, Jack Podlesny gets to come in and kick a couple of field goals. It seems like he may have put those issues that he had early in the season behind him. Georgia has a fast third quarter and really run away with this thing. But I did want to get that out there about Kendall Milton, and I did want to get that out there about JT Daniels, because I just think that, I think this is an injury JT Daniels is going to, battle for the rest of the season. It's one he's going to have to pay attention to for the rest of the season. And if that's the case, then that's something that every time you can get him some rest, it's a plus. And Georgia was able to get him a significant amount of rest after the first quarter of this game. Looking at the stats, Brock Bowers, what a game. Three touchdowns, okay? Hat trick and touchdowns with him. And listen, if you shook your head in the preseason when Todd Monken said, we could probably hand the ball off to him, you're probably not shaking your head now. because one of those touchdowns was a little jet sweep handoff. Yeah, I ran the defense to the corner of the end zone. I saw the Carolina Panthers do that. I believe it was Monday night. Thursday night or sometime this past week. They did that with Tommy Trimble, a guy that we had, Georgia native, that we have compared Brock Bowers to. Tommy Trimble had that same type of play in the NFL level. So you're kind of seeing that with tight ends. And that's something that, Brock Bowers definitely brings to the table. And you see it week in and week out. They find ways to get the football in his hands, and he's going to make big plays. Ladd McConkey comes up huge in this game as well. He had a 24-yard touchdown run on an end around. And also a really impressive catch on a slot fade. JT Daniels put it on the money. And Ladd McConkey goes up and gets it. Showed some hops. Listen, he's not a big physical receiver. He's not the guy you think about when you talk about going up and getting a jump ball. But he made that play. He had another really nice catch later on in the game on a well thrown ball from Stetson Bennett. Georgia really got it going in the passing game. One thing I will say is I think the drops they haven't bitten Georgia yet, but Georgia's had about, depending on what you call a drop, at least four, maybe as many as six drops the past couple weeks. They've got to get that ironed out. You can't be dropping, two to three passes a game. Maybe you can. I don't know. But it doesn't seem like a real good way to go about doing business in the SEC, especially as Georgia's slate gets kind of tough going in here into October. Defensively, Jalen Carter was probably the highlight of the day. But I also want to bring up two young players, Javon Bullard and Kamari Laster. Kamari Laster comes up with a pick late in the game. Both of those guys were in the game in the first quarter. Javon Bullard was in the game in the first quarter, as we found out later, because he's earning it. Not because Georgia was up big, but because Kirby Smart said after the game, Javon Bullard's a guy that's earning some playing time. He's a guy that's getting himself on the field. And you think about that and you're like, you may not even know who Javon Bullard is. If you're not the most fervent of Georgia fans who follow recruiting, you may not know who the kid is. Well, he's a former three-star prospect out of Milledgeville who, when Georgia got him, it was, as far as the Dog 24/7 junkyard, there wasn't a whole lot of people excited about it. I mean, he doesn't have the stars. He doesn't have the recognition. But he's a guy that enrolled early and is starting to get some snaps, and he's getting snaps at that star/nickel position where Latavius Brini is the starter. And both of those guys played. I felt like both of those guys played well. Bullard's a guy that if you get a chance, look at number 22 out there. He really does a nice job playing the run and kind of gets his nose dirty there. And then Kamari Laster also played really well. I spent some time actually watching him, just him, during the game. And he's got some really good coverage instincts. And kind of surprising that a guy who enrolled this summer is kind of ahead of the rest of the young cornerbacks that Georgia signed in last year's class. But definitely something to keep an eye out for there going forward.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has three episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.
Let's rewind this thing back to the start of the game, or before the game. Tyke Smith, Darnell Washington, Dominic Blaylock did not make the trip to Nashville for this game, meaning that they weren't healthy enough to play. They hadn't got enough work in. I do expect to see Tyke Smith and Darnell Washington back this coming week, provided there are no setbacks. I think both would be able to play maybe against Arkansas. And going forward, I think you're kind of looking at now, each and every week, those guys are going to be getting better. They're going to be, doing more in practice, and they're going to be get back into the flow of things. The last thing I want to point out before I let you guys go. All right, Kirby Smart, last thing you wanted to say in his press conference was it was a message to Georgia fans. And, you know, I'm not speaking to all 93,000 that are going to be in that place this coming Saturday against Arkansas, but Kirby challenged Georgia fans to get there at noon, to get there early. It's an early kickoff, and they want a big crowd for the Razorbacks next week. Sam Pittman, a beloved Georgia assistant coach, is coming back to Athens. I'm sure fans are very appreciative of what he, you know, what he did in Athens. And, you know, they've got a good football team. They've got a team that can challenge Georgia. Georgia's 0-1 in SEC noon kickoffs, okay? Now, since 2017, they're 0-1. Now, I know that's some pretty specific parameters there, but, you know, Georgia's only lost one game period at noon since, you know, 2017, since Kirby Smart kind of had that year one to year two turnaround. But that game was to South Carolina. They're going to have an opportunity to do that again. And those noon kickoffs can be tough on the home team more than anything else because it's kind of a lazy crowd. And Kirby Smart, I think, is trying to combat that. So if you're a big Kirby fan, if you're a big Georgia fan, and you plan on being at the game next Saturday, you probably want to get out there early. Also, before I let you go, I want to throw in a player of the game. Really no question here. You got to go with the guy who scored three touchdowns. It's Brock Bowers. Massive game for him. You know, two touchdowns through the air, one on the ground. And he definitely has the Jake Rose stamp of approval for this week's player of the game. But for this episode, this post-game episode of the Junkyard Dogcast live YouTube show, podcast, all of that stuff, I'm Jake Rowe with Dogs 24/7, and we will catch up with you guys early next week on Monday to talk about the Arkansas game.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.